Zoe's Dilemma. Meet Zoe Daniels, a 27-year-old associate editor living in Brooklyn, New York, who works at a travel magazine in Manhattan. Despite her job involving travel, Zoe has never traveled much herself. She's stuck in the grind of commuting, paying bills, and dealing with debt. Zoe's boss, Barbara, notices something's up with Zoe. Turns out, Zoe is distracted because she's fallen in love with a photo at a local coffee shop. The picture shows a serene seaside village at sunrise, with a fishing boat setting off into the distance. Zoe wants it but can't afford it. She's buried in student loans, rent, and leftover holiday debt. Zoe is eyeing a photograph she loves, but it's pricey - $500, $800, or $1,000, all out of her budget. Her friend Barbara suggests talking to Henry, a barista at Helena's. Zoe feels bad fibbing to Barbara. Meanwhile, a tempting job offer from her friend Jessica's company distracts her even more. Jessica works at a fancy media agency, offering Zoe more money but also more stress. The next day, Zoe goes early to Helena's to check out the photo. It's titled, "Yes," and costs $1,200. Henry tells her it was taken in Mykonos, Greece. Zoe tells him she can't afford it, and Henry hints she might be richer than she thinks. Financial realities. Zoe meets Henry at the coffee shop to talk about her finances. Henry asks what Zoe would need to change in her life to afford a pricey photo. She says she'd need a higher-paying job, even though she got a promotion from Barbara 2 years ago. Zoe's making more money now, but she still struggles to save. Henry mentions a study that found many Americans can't handle a $400 emergency expense, and most live paycheck to paycheck. They don't save because they feel they don't earn enough. Surprisingly, even people who make more end up spending more, often ending up broke despite having big incomes, like some celebrities and lottery winners. Henry tells Zoe there are 3 secrets to financial freedom. The first one is to set aside a portion of your income for yourself first. Henry compares work to a clock. If you work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., your earnings can be broken down like this. From 9 o'clock to 11:30 a.m. goes to taxes, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. for rent and utilities, 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. for transportation, and what's left, from 3 o'clock to 5 p.m., is for everything else like healthcare, entertainment, and credit cards. Secrets to financial freedom. Parents often teach their children to save coins in piggy banks to buy things they want. For adults, a similar concept is a 401k or another retirement account where the money is automatically deducted from their paycheck, making saving effortless. Henry demonstrates to Zoe how much she could accumulate by saving just $5 a day. With a 10% interest rate, saving $5 a day would result in $1,885 after 1 year, $30,727 after 10 years, and $948,611 after 40 years. If Zoe increases her savings to $10 a day in the same account with 10% interest, she would accumulate $3,770 in 1 year, $61,453 in 10 years, and $1,897,224 in 40 years. Zoe makes around $1,000 every week, which breaks down to about $200 each day. If she pays herself for just 1 hour's work every day, that's $25 per day or $6,500 per year. With interest, it adds up to $6,798 annually. Over a decade, that's $110,821, and in 40 years, it skyrockets to a whopping $3,421,327. Zoe is blown away by the idea that setting aside just an hour's pay each day could lead to over $3 million in the bank. Henry dubs her $10 daily savings the "lot factor" and assures her it's the ticket to affording that photograph she's been eyeing. Meet Henry's friends. Zoe meets Henry's friends, Baron and Georgia, at Helena's Coffee. Baron, who works in the energy sector, asks Zoe if Henry has shared the three secrets with her. As the conversation turns to finances, Zoe is pleased to discover that Baron shares her dislike for budgeting. He likens budgets to on and off diets, a comparison Henry agrees with. Henry then tells Zoe that the second rule of financial freedom is to automate your savings. A 401k is an easy way to save for retirement because it doesn't require budgeting. Every 2 weeks, a portion of your paycheck is automatically deposited into a 401k or another retirement account like an IRA or SEP IRA. Zoe asks Henry if making a 10% return on investments is realistic. Henry explains that even safe, basic stocks usually gain at least 8% annually throughout history. He emphasizes that compound interest works the same regardless of the amount. He also mentions that getting rich overnight, like in movies, is rare. Most wealthy individuals build their fortunes gradually through consistent effort. Money matters in marriage. Baron shares his experience in the oil industry during Texas's prosperous times. He admits that his first million came easily but was quickly lost. Georgia reveals that Baron had a severe heart attack, leading to a quadruple bypass. During his recovery, she discovered their financial situation was a mess. They had multiple mortgages on their homes and, like Zoe, only made minimum payments on their maxed-out credit cards. Their debt was overwhelming, leaving them uncertain about their financial future. Baron and Georgia met Henry while grabbing coffee in Brooklyn during their art gallery tour. After some financial ups and downs, they got things sorted out. But here's the scoop for Zoe. Georgia warns that many marriages hit the rocks because of money issues, not just because of the cash itself, but because couples don't talk about it enough. Barbara's Money Myths Lesson. Zoe finds out she was wrong about Henry just being a barista. She hadn't talked to Barbara for a few days because she was thinking about another job offer. Zoe asks Barbara why she didn't tell her Henry was the coffee shop owner. Barbara says it wasn't her place to spill the beans about Henry's ownership. She thought Zoe could learn from Henry's advice instead. Barbara tells Zoe she needs to debunk three money myths. 1. Being rich means earning more money. 2. Making money requires having money to start with. 3. Relying on someone else to support you is an option. Barbara thinks having a good income is important, but she believes people waste time chasing higher-paying jobs because they think money is everything. She says that's not true and points to charts drawn by Henry. These charts show how even investing just $5 or $10 a day can add up over time. Barbara gets frustrated when she hears women say they don't have enough money to invest. Another myth is that someone else will take care of your finances. Barbara says women often believe a husband, boyfriend, or financial advisor will do it for them. Men shouldn't rely on others like lawyers, brokers, or even the president to handle their finances either. Everyone should take charge of their financial future. Financial challenges for women. Barbara reminds Zoe about the financial hurdles women often face. On average, women earn 20% less than men. Things like losing jobs or taking time off for family care hit women harder. Because of this, women typically have 34% less saved for retirement than men. Another problem is that women tend to live about 7 years longer than men, which can stretch their savings thin. Plus, half of all marriages end in divorce, which can add more financial strain. A few days later, Zoe discusses her daily expenses with Henry. They add up fast. Zoe spends $29.75 every day on food and drinks. This includes $4.50 on her morning latte, $2.75 on breakfast, and $14 on lunch, among other things. Henry suggests a simple solution, bringing her food and drinks from home. How much could Zoe save if she did that? Zoe decides to take up Henry's idea. She isn't into cooking much, but she figures she could tidy up her closet to sell clothes and cut out the cable channels her roommate and she never watches. If she saves the $29.75 she spends daily, she could stash it away in a retirement account. Over 40 years with an interest rate of 10%, that money could grow to a whopping $4,110,652 before taxes. Henry's final secret. Zoe went back to Helena's place, eager to learn Henry's last secret. Henry noticed Zoe wasn't too keen on saving for retirement, since it seemed ages away for her. He asked what she was passionate about right now. Zoe shared her dream of capturing beautiful photos. The photography class she wanted cost less than $600. But Henry suggested a plan. If she saved $100 each month, she'd have enough for the class in 6 months. When Zoe mentioned her love for traveling, Henry recounted his adventure. 36 years back, a friend asked him what made him happy. At that time, Henry was a young architect with a stable job, but he hadn't thought much about the future. So he quit his job and spent 6 weeks traveling the globe snapping photos. When he returned, he used a small loan to open Helena's coffee. His favorite photo, titled Yes, was taken in Mykonos, where his wife, Helena, said yes to his proposal. The path to wealth. Zoe's skeptical about Henry's advice on getting rich, but she's ready to dive into the topic with Barbara. At lunch, Zoe vents her frustration about never being wealthy. She blames her student loans, credit card bills, and high rent for her money troubles. Barbara challenges her, pointing out that only a handful of people prioritize saving money. When Barbara asks Zoe what she thinks a millionaire's life looks like, Zoe imagines luxury spending. Barbara says it's not rich folks who act all flashy. Nope, she believes it's the regular folks, like your next-door neighbor or your boss, who are secretly rolling in dough. Barbara got her smarts from her parents and has lived by three money rules since her first paycheck. Zoe is shocked to think Barbara might be a millionaire. She asks why Barbara keeps on working if she's loaded. Barbara says she loves her job and the people she works with, including Zoe. Zoe takes a hard look at her life. Her mom, fighting cancer, urges her to live fully. Zoe turns down a job offer from Jessica to stick with Barbara. She starts saving smart by setting up a 401k and two new bank accounts, one for her photo class and one for travel. After her mom passes, Zoe and her dad buy a duplex in Brooklyn. She joined her photo class 6 months later, just as she planned. It takes a bit longer to pay off her credit card debt and tackle student loans, but she's getting there. 3 years later, Zoe snaps pictures in Mykonos. Key points. 1. To achieve financial freedom, prioritize saving a portion of your income first. 2. Make savings automatic by setting up regular contributions to retirement accounts. 3. Understand that many people live paycheck to paycheck, often due to poor spending habits. 4. Small daily savings can grow significantly over time with compound interest. 5. Avoid money myths. Building wealth is about consistent saving, not just high income. 6. Open discussions about money can strengthen relationships and improve financial health. 7. Invest in your passions, like education or travel, to enrich your life while saving.